Admiral, I want to ask you about, turn to Venezuela. You've seen those attacks, those U.S. strikes on boats that the president said are drug smugglers, are drug traffickers, drug cartels. What's your take on that?
Well, we always, people think of me as the NATO guy, but I spent almost 4 years as commander of Southern Command. I would have been in charge of those operations. So as a commander, you're thinking, what are we trying to do here? I think what we're trying to do tactically is knock down drugs. We're trying to deter drug smugglers. We're trying to send a pretty strong signal to Maduro, and we're sending a larger signal to Cuba and Nicaragua. So I can see the impetus for all this. My concern would be, if I were the commander right now, how strong is the evidence that I'm holding in hand that can allow me to consider these people enemy combatants? We really haven't seen much of that evidence. I think the administration would be wise to release at least some of that so they can justify these kind of extremely aggressive military strikes.
And just quickly, if you can, the legality of this. He says that it is an armed conflict with drug cartels.
It's right on the edge. And that is why, see paragraph one, let's get the evidence out, not the sources and methods, but what are we basing this on? And then let's also capture a few of them alongside the more aggressive means, because you want the intelligence. You want to be able to interrogate. You want to be able to hold those drug smugglers accountable in our court system. So it's right on the edge.